Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. What's the most important tool for being successful in real estate investing? It's your amazing brain. And today we're going to talk about how you can activate your brain and create fuel for your success. And we have an amazing guest today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, it's our co-host and financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
There's so much to learn about real estate. You've got to understand contracts. You've got to know markets. You've got to figure out negotiation. You have to know meets and bounds. Oh, my gosh. But today, we're going to talk about something arguably even more important. It's a tool you already have to be the greatest real estate investor ever. And that tool is your amazing brain.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. My brother-in-law played professional football for 10 years. He was a first-round draft choice. And prior to that, he was a college football. Now he's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Just a fabulous, fabulous athlete. And the first time I met him, I expected him to be this imposing physical specimen. And I looked at him, and he's tall and lanky. He's athletic. But he sure didn't look like a dominant football player.
Right.
And I said, hey, you know, Johnny, what's the deal here? You know, you're playing this game at this super high level. What's the difference? What's the difference between somebody that is a great high school player, someone who's a great college player, and somebody who's a great pro player? And he goes, well, you know, in high school, you can get hyped up. You can get motivated. Sometimes you can be fortunate enough to have a better coach and you've got some superior athletes. And so there's a lot of things that can happen to have you have success. When you get to be at the college level, especially the D1 top tier level, and he was competing for national championships at Texas, you've got great coaches. Everybody's pretty good, but there's still some differences. And it starts to be more about who puts the work in and who is really willing to develop their potential. He says, but you know, when you get to the pro level, all the coaches are brilliant. All the athletes are fantastic, top class, and they're all super disciplined. So it's really what's going on inside your head, how you think, how you approach the game, how you talk to yourself when you make a mistake, how you approach mistakes. And it was a fascinating discussion. And, you know, success principles translate. I love sports because you can learn a lot there, but they translate from all areas of life. If you study success principles in any endeavor, you're often going to be able to translate those directly into whatever you want to be successful in, including your real estate investing business, whether you're investing as an individual or as a syndicator, where you know you obviously have bigger responsibilities and you're playing the game at a higher level.
You know, last week we had Ken McElroy on the show, and same thing, right? You get around Kenny and you can ask all kinds of questions about how to put together your annual property operating data sheet with Kenny, but he's much more about mindset and how you think and that mental side of the game. And this year already, we've had Brian Tracy on the program. We have an amazing guest today that helps people think differently. And we've got some more interviews already scheduled this year because it's such an important part. You definitely need to understand the specifics of real estate. You got to know the market you're in. You got to build great teams. But your team begins with you. And if you have muddled thinking and if you aren't clear and if you don't know exactly what you're trying to accomplish, then it's hard for you to lead a team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hear all the time in business or anywhere, speed of the leader. And the culture is a reflection of the top. Some people are philosophers and they can articulate it. They're presenters, they're evangelists, whatever you want to call it. Some people aren't. Some people just go about their business quietly and lead by example. McElroy's like that. I mean, he's gotten good because he speaks with, you know, Kiyosaki and Rich Dad, and he's learned how to explain things. But a lot of the brilliance you pick up from Kenny, you just hang around watching the way he approaches life and the way he conducts himself. And we're always scribbling down on, you know, little pieces of paper, whatever, when we're around it, because some little brilliant pearl will fall out of his mouth. He doesn't even know he's being brilliant. He's not trying to be brilliant.
Right.
He just is brilliant. It's a reflection of how he thinks. And of course, you know, he's qualified to have an opinion, especially when it comes to real estate investing and entrepreneurship, because he's had such tremendous success. And, you know, speaking of Rich Dad or Robert Kiyosaki, you know, Kiyosaki does these 3-day inner circle events that we've had an opportunity to be part of many, many times. And he's got this one guy, his buddy who always comes, his rugby pal from way back.
Yep.
And this guy's like a brain study. He's not a scientist, but he's kind of like a scientist. He's like, I'm not an economist, but I kind of am because right. I'm just a nerd about it. And he's like that. And he just explains the chemistry and the neural pathways and the synapses and all this stuff. Because, you know, you hear this personal development stuff. You hear this mindset stuff. You hear this goal setting stuff. You hear these success principle cliches. And you think, yeah. But just, you know, give me the nuts and bolts, especially if you're a left-brained engineer out there. You know, we dealt with a lot of those folks out in Silicon Valley, and they think it's all about how to. Well, the how to is very important because you can't take effective action if you don't know how to do something. The big problem is if you don't have the why to and you don't have your psychology set, you'll never do the how to, so it doesn't matter. One of the great mysteries in life, and we've seen this, I've seen this as a player in high school sports, going through my own life and the different things I've tried to do. I've built sales teams. I've been parts of sales teams. And you look at people, you're like, how is it that, you know, we've got 30 people in this organization all on the sales team? A few of us are making huge amounts of money, and most of the people aren't. We all work for the same company. We all represent the same brand in the marketplace. We're all sitting in the same training classes together. We all know how to form words and sentences. So we all have the basic skills. It's not like you got to be able to run a 4.2 or have a 42-inch vertical jump or hit the high note, you know, on American Idol. It doesn't take any innate physical talent besides being able to communicate to be successful in sales. And yet some people are and some people aren't. And of course, the big differentiator is some people take action. They do the things that they're trained to do, and they do them consistently, and they are willing to face their fears, and other people aren't. And so it's really, I think, important for anybody that wants to achieve anything at any level of success in business to really think about the mindset. You know, we say all the time, how you think and what you believe affects what you do, or if you do anything at all. We make a big emphasis. And, you know, I write a lot of the copy that we send out to our list to try to get people to come to Create Your Future. We talk to tens of thousands of people, and we get a couple hundred people to come because that's just the way it is. I'm betting if we looked at a big cross-section of our audience, and I'm not trying to disparage anybody listening to this right now, but I would bet you that the majority of the people who are in that Create Your Future event are probably way above average as far as the listeners go, because they're the types of people that are working on themselves in addition to working on their portfolio, in addition to working on their business, because they realize, as you said, Robert, it all starts with them. And this is a team business. Even if you're investing solo, you're going to have property managers, you're going to have mortgage people, insurance people. It's a team sport. And the bigger your portfolio gets, the better you're going to have to get at building and leading a team.
I think the big paradigm we're trying to break early in the show is it's not about what you do. You have to do stuff. If you don't take any action, nothing will happen. Our motto for years has been education for effective action. And those are important things. You got to get educated, so you got to learn, and then you have to do. But there's some really important steps before that. You know, Russ, you said the way you think and believe, your beliefs, your philosophy, the way you think determines what action you take. And the action you take gives you the results you have. So people look at the results they have, they don't like the results, so they go, well, I'll change my action. See, it starts before that. It starts before action. You have to know not just what to do, but as you mentioned, why to do. And you have to be strategic and intentional. And our guest today has made a practice of studying this very thing. In fact, the reason we really wanted to have him on the show originally was because he is an amazing real estate guy. He's been investing for more than 30 years. He was one of the largest broker owners in the world, managing tons of agents and offices. I kind of remember early in my career when he was one of the big guys out there. And he took that information and built up a tremendous real estate team and has had lots of success. And then we'll let him tell his story. Figured out this piece that we're trying to talk about here, not what to do, but why and how to train your brain, and has become just infatuated, if you will, by the brain and how it works. And many of you know John Assaraf from the movie The Secret. He was one of the main presenters in that movie, but he's been coaching and teaching and studying the brain for a long time. And you're going to dig in. When we come back, John Assaraf is our guest today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Live nationwide, you're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, it's Robert Helms. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. I want to personally invite you to come see an amazing real estate market that combines excellent cash flow, offshore diversification, and what we affectionately call lifestyle investing. Come join me from August 14th to 17th in the beautiful country of Belize. The Real Estate Guys have been bringing investors to Belize for more than 15 years now, and our discovery trip is designed to show you the market like nobody else can. Sure, Belize is breathtakingly beautiful. The people are wonderful, and wait till you taste the food. But the real opportunity is the real estate investment potential. 2019 was the biggest year in tourism Belize has ever witnessed, and this year is already on track to beat it. How does that translate to real estate investment? That's what you have to come see. There's all types of opportunity in Belize when it comes to real estate investing, including both long and short-term rentals, commercial and retail triple net properties, business opportunities, land acquisition, development, agriculture, and more. And as the only country in Latin America with English as its official language, it's easy to understand the law. Property rights are strong, and contracts are in English. And in Ambergris Key, a unique situation exists where demand for rentals continues to outstrip supply, creating a compelling environment for investors. So come see for yourself. Join me August 14th to 17th in Ambergris Key, Belize, as we study the market, learn about the sustainable drivers, and tour lots of beautiful real estate. And like all of our field trips, there are no properties for sale during the weekend. Rather, you'll meet lots of local providers that will help educate you about the market so that you can follow up with them after the trip if the market's interesting to you. But that ball's in your court. You'll receive their contact details, but they won't receive yours unless you give it to them. You've heard about Belize and the Real Estate Guys for all these years. Now come see what all the excitement is about. Plus, we'll have lots of time over meals and activities to talk about all things real estate. To get the details, go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on Events, where you'll find the Belize Discovery Trip. Once you're registered, you'll get information about our group hotel rates as well as travel details. So join me in Belize, August 14th through 17th. It's a beautiful country with lots of amazing possibilities, and the only thing missing is you. Go to realestateguysradio.com under Events, and I look forward to seeing you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, I'm Robert Kiyosaki, and I encourage you to listen to those wild and crazy real estate guys. They're the best, been working for years, and they know what they're talking about.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station all the time at realestateguysradio.com. We're talking today about one of the most useful tools as a real estate investor, and that's your big old brain. Let's meet a man who knows a ton about that and has a great real estate background. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show, New York Times bestselling author John Assaraf. How are you?
I'm doing great, Robert. Great to be with you.
It's so good to have you here. And you have made it a study for years and years and years to check out the brain and neuroscience. And before we get to all that, I think our listeners are going to be interested to know that you've got quite a real estate background.
I do. When I was 26 years old, I actually bought the franchising rights for REMAX of Indiana and proceeded to open up 85 offices. I had 1,500 salespeople. I invested heavily in real estate for many, many, many years, 32 years to be exact. So I understand the residential, commercial, industrial side of real estate. And so I've got a good understanding of that game. And I love, love, love real estate.
Well, and really that led into a great part of kind of this search of yours on figuring out what holds people back and what makes people successful.
Yeah, you know, I was really fascinated when I was building REMAX of Indiana. You know, we had real estate agents who were making $25,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $1 million a year. And I was fascinated how is it possible that I'm giving the same training, the same books, the same coaching to all of my agents, and some would grab onto it and take off through the stratosphere and achieve amazing success, and others would just keep achieving the same level of success year after year? And at the time, back in, you know, late 80s, the average real estate agent was making about $30,000 a year. That was the average. And by unlocking some of the mysteries of the mind, we were able to help our agents have an average income about 6-7 years later of $120,000 average. And so people ask me, well, what did you teach them? And I said, I really didn't teach them much about selling real estate or investing in real estate or listings. I taught them how the level of success that they would achieve would be directly a reflection of their beliefs, their self-image, and then the habits that they developed. And so we worked for years on augmenting their beliefs, from limiting beliefs to empowering beliefs, from a self-image that works almost like a thermostat does in your car or a room, that whatever the setting is, you don't get beyond that. There's a saying in the neuropsychology field that says, you will never outperform your hidden self-image. And to prove that, if you think about, why do 87% of lottery winners lose the money within 3 years?
Right.
Well, it's because their outer world doesn't match their internal map and self-esteem of themselves. So even when they win the money, they lose it because they don't feel comfortable with all the money. And so when you work on your self-image and self-esteem and self-worth, when you eliminate your limiting beliefs about what's possible or not possible for you, and when you start to recalibrate what you do to match the income or wealth that you want to achieve, then all of a sudden you have the inner game and the outer game required to succeed. So the person who's making 2 or 3 or 10 times more than you, trust me, is not smarter than you. And trust me that they're not the only ones that have access to the information. Because even if you had the information, you wouldn't act upon it unless there were some internal mechanisms that caused you to feel worthy of it, and the habits required to achieve them require time to develop.
Such good stuff. You know, it seems obvious that if I want to have a better body, I'm going to exercise. Your new book is called Inner Size, yeah, which is really about exercise for the brain.
Absolutely. We now understand, you know, we're finally, you know, 2020, right? We're finally getting the user's manual for the brain. And we know that there are circuits that turn on or off. So, for example, the motivational circuit, the fear or stress circuit. We know that there are certain circuits that turn on or off. But we also know that our brain is a very highly organized organism that we can learn how to develop new powerful beliefs and habits and perspectives. And when you think about, is it possible that self-confidence, for example, is a neuromuscle, just like willpower is? We can have strong willpower, we can have weak willpower. Well, what if we thought about some of our neuromuscles as things that we can strengthen or things that we can weaken? So if we disempower a network in our brain, it weakens. And if we reinforce a new powerful network in our brain, then we're building a neuromuscle of confidence and certainty and awareness and focus. Now, this is something that I call as deliberate evolution of ourselves, where we start to realize, I have a brain. I may not have the user's manual, but I wrote the book Inner Size to give people the user's manual on how to use their brain better, which is the most powerful biocomputer in the known universe. And it's not a computer. I like to use that as an analogy because we can't even spend $1 billion and replicate our own brains right now.
Right.
Because it's so powerful, but we've never been given the user's manual for it. But now with the advancement of SPECT scans and CAT scans and all of the new technologies that look deeper and deeper and deeper into the brain, we can now start to see that A, it is the most powerful biocomputer in the known universe, and B, we have more control over our own brains than we ever thought possible. So the answer or the question people should ask is, well, how do I use my brain better to help me achieve the goals and dreams I have faster and easier than ever before?
Yeah, because people see evidence of this. What you think about comes about. If you focus on something, you give that energy and it happens. But we just take our brain for granted, I guess. So how do you train your brain or focus on this so that you can use this amazing tool we have?
Well, first and foremost, what we think about, we don't bring about. So I'm going to challenge you on that.
Okay.
Thinking about something does not translate to behavior. All right. Feeling something doesn't translate to behavior. But what we think about that we then actionalize does translate to results that we want to achieve. The first thing to understand is that one of the highest skills that we could develop as a human being is the skill of awareness. Now, the question is awareness of what? First and foremost, awareness of my thoughts. Are my thoughts constructive or destructive, empowering me or disempowering me? Are they the building blocks that'll help me achieve my goals or not? Just awareness of thoughts. Then emotions, because emotions are nothing more than the effect of what's happening in our subconscious mind that causes feelings. There's a big difference between emotions and feelings. So feelings, you know, if I feel safe, and then I take action. If I feel unsafe, I don't. But what's causing me to feel safe or unsafe, right? Our brain is biologically and neurologically wired for billions of years for survival and avoidance of pain or discomfort, first above all else.
Right.
Secondly, conservation of energy. And so if our brains operate that way before we seek pleasure, then wouldn't it make sense for me to become more aware of my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings, the sensations, and the behaviors that are causing the effects or the results that we look at in our physical world? Look at your bank account. You know what you've been thinking about and doing or not doing in the past. Now, if you keep focusing on your bank account that may not have as much money in it as you want, don't get mad at the bank account or the situation. Get curious as to, well, how do I shift my thinking? How do I shift my emotions? How do I shift my behavior so that next week, next month, 6 months from now, a year from now, the effect has changed because I have. So all change on the outside happens because of change on the inside first. And so if I am the master and commander of my thoughts, emotions, feelings, sensations, behaviors, then wouldn't it be better if I invested a little bit of time every day on the inner game? And that's what inner size is all about. It's the mental and emotional techniques to strengthen the core neuromuscles that will empower you and to learn how to deactivate 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of programming and conditioning of maybe some disempowering beliefs or emotions or feelings and habits that drive my current behaviors. And so that's why I got so fascinated with the brain, because we have so much more control than we ever thought we did. But we have to choose to be responsible versus reactive.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, you are a big believer, I know, in visualization.
Yes.
And in fact, you wrote an amazing book about how to put together kind of a vision poster, your goals front and center. Talk about how that affects the way we think.
So when we are talking about, you know, visualization and why visualize, the answer is because a huge portion of our brain, the occipital lobe, when we visualize, our subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between something real or something that we imagine. So when we start to visualize, we actually are either creating or reinforcing neural networks, cells that connect. And when we do it over and over again, then we're creating not only conscious neural networks because we're deliberately doing it, but through repetition of visualizing something, I'm creating a map of a new reality. Now, that may sound interesting, and that's great, but like, what does it really mean? Well, when we have a new map of reality in our brain, then that activates other circuits in the brain. So if we see ourselves, you know, having the real estate portfolio that we want, the cash flow from it, the lifestyle that we have, when we start to visualize that before we even have that, then our brain starts to see this possibility. And then our left prefrontal cortex, a really important part of our brain, lights up. It's called the genius Einstein part of the brain, is the name I gave it. And then Einstein does what? Einstein imagines. Einstein tries to figure out, how can I achieve this? What about this? What about that? And so you now activate this Einstein part of your brain that goes to figure out, well, how can I have that real estate portfolio? How can I have that cash flow? How can I have that lifestyle? And as soon as you do that, you've just released dopamine in your bloodstream. And dopamine makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you feel safe. And when you feel safe, your motor cortex activates and you start to take action on those things that you visualize that you may not have the knowledge, the skills, or the know-how to achieve right now. But the very act of seeing yourself, feeling yourself, achieving it before you even have, activates some amazing processes in the brain that then causes you to not be afraid of taking action, that then causes you to change your self-image, that then causes you to feel like, hey, maybe this is possible for me. And then you become the person capable of achieving the lifestyle that you want by using your brain and your emotions better.
Good stuff. You know, for years, our motto has been education for effective action. And this propensity to do something instead of just dwell on it is huge.
Yeah.
They also wrote a book called Having It All. And this is really about how do you set up your structure of your life, your goals, so you build up this belief. Talk about some ideas there to reach and achieve.
So I'm going to keep coming back to the brain. And, you know, I was fortunate in the early 80s, I had some really wonderful mentors who had me set goals. Now, you know, I was 19 years old. No idea, set goals. What the hell for?
Yeah.
Well, we now understand that if you can give your brain a clear image. So there are four things you need to consider when you have goals in order to get whole brain working for you. So number one is clarity of, like, take me 5, 10, 20 years out. Like, what would you like to achieve? Write that down. Write it down. You know, in 10 years or 5 years and 20 years, my life is, and write it down. How much are you earning? How much are you giving to charities? What fun and experience are you having? What's your family life like? What's your sex life like? Where are you living? What's your home like? Just write a story as if you were a Hollywood actor.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you say, okay, so that's, let's say, 5 or 10 or 20 years down. Say, well, what about a year from now? What would I like to achieve a year from now? So now I'm going to have some goals for health, wealth, relationship, career, business, fun and experiences, and charity. So health, wealth, relationships, career, business, charity, fun and experiences. So I'm going to have some goals. So now you have a vision of the future. You have some goals that are shorter term. And then you ask yourself, well, why must I achieve this? Not why should I, why would I like to, why can I, why must I? Now, a lot of people ask me, why does it have to be a must? And the answer is because if it's not a must, you just won't do it. When you come up with the vision, you're activating one part of your brain and the goals. When you come up with the must, that it's emotional reason, you're activating the limbic system, the emotional part of your brain. And then when you say, okay, by when, then you're activating another part of your brain. So when you have the what, the when, time frames, and then you say, well, how can I achieve just the first part of this? So let's leave the big vision away. Let's leave the big goals away and say, what can I achieve in the next 30 days? Let's reduce it to the ridiculous so that we eliminate the fear center from activating the part of our brain that says, I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the skills. What if I fail? What if I succeed? What if I'm embarrassed? What if I'm ashamed? And so when we say, well, what are a couple of little steps that I could take? Tiny little action steps today. Tiny little action steps tomorrow. When I actually take action, I build my confidence neuromuscle, I build my certainty muscle, and I build my ability to give myself a vision and a goal and a command. And by taking action, I develop habits. And habits are what create you or destroy you. And so either you're gonna have disempowering habits or constructive habits. And this is just the neuro infrastructure of goal achievement instead of goal setting.
Our guest today is internationally known speaker and author John Assaraf. More from John about your amazing brain coming up. But first, we'll give you a chance to use your brain as we play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Do you have a self-directed IRA invested in a syndication? Guess what? It's a ticking time bomb. Why? Because IRAs get hit with UBIT taxes, even Roth IRAs. Hi, I'm Damian Lupo, and we fix this problem for you forever. It gets even better because using the EQRP, you can literally get rid of taxes from all of your gains forever and protect your nest egg. The EQRP is the best vehicle to get it done. IRAs can't do it, not even Roth IRAs. You see, UBIT happens whenever any type of IRA invests in anything with debt. Don't worry, even if your IRA is already invested in a deal, we can kill that tax. Our team at Total Control Financial is here to give you control of your retirement money and free you from that deadly IRA tax forever. Want to learn more about the EQRP? Send an email to eqrp@realestateguysradio.com. I'll email you my special report and send you a copy of the QRP book. Paying a 37% UBIT tax is stupid. First step to getting rid of that tax is to send an email to eqrp@realestateguysradio.com today.
Hey, this is Gene from the Residential Assisted Living Academy. Making money, cash flow, is important. Doing it for the right reasons with a heart is even more important. If you'd like to learn more about turning a single family home into a cash flow machine, earning $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 net or more per month, well, I'd like to share that with you. Our motto is do good and do well. There is a silver tsunami of seniors coming, and you have a huge opportunity. Take advantage of it.
To gain access to an informational webinar presented by certified financial planner and real estate entrepreneur Gene Guarino and discover how you can turn a nice home in a nice neighborhood into a cash flow machine, send an email to ALF, A-L-F, at realestateguysradio.com. That's A-L-F at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, I'm Nomi Prinz, author of Collusion. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio show. Thanks for tuning into the show today, you and your big brain. Glad to have you here and excited to have John Assaramp with us. We're talking about harnessing the power of your incredible mind. And before we get back to that discussion, it's time to play real estate trivia and see who is the smartest among you. We're going to give away a prize by asking a real estate trivia question. The first person that gets it right is going to get an awesome book called Resilience, Turning Your Setback into a Comeback. It's a collection of amazing stories put together by our friend Kyle Wilson. That can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. As soon as you hear the question and think you know the answer, send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com includes your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address, so we can send you Resilience if you're the first person that gets it right. Last week on the show, we had Kenny McElroy, and we asked him about his new book, Return to Orchard Canyon. Here was our trivia question. Orchard Canyon is located in Sedona, Arizona. For whom was the town of Sedona named? Well, Sedona was named after Sedona Miller Schnebly, the wife of Theodore Carlton Schnebly, the city's first postmaster. Apparently, her mom, Amanda Miller, claimed to have made up the name because it sounded pretty. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. As we talk about your big brain, which country has the highest average IQ? Of all the countries on Earth, which one has the highest IQ on average? If you know or just want to take a guess, send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer, and your mailing address, because if you're the winner, we're going to send you Resilience, Turning Your Setback into a Comeback. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're talking with best-selling author John Assaraf about activating your amazing brain. John, you talk about how folks can turn failure and limiting beliefs and fear into the fuel for success. How does that work?
Whenever we're looking at, you know, past failure or even future failure, so let's say future failure really says that I'm afraid of disrupting my life or my family's life. I'm afraid of being embarrassed, ashamed, ridiculed, judged. I'm afraid of disappointing myself again. If we go back to what I said earlier, our brain is neurologically and biologically wired to move away from real or potential danger. And so then what happens if we look at a failure from the past? You know, oh my God, you know, I failed in the past, therefore, and I'm not good enough, not smart enough. It was really painful. So we have these references from the past and references of a potential future that want to keep us stuck in our current present.
Yeah.
But what if we shifted the frame and says, okay, because of my failures in the past, I learned X, Y, and Z. And I'm going to take that and I'm going to use it as my fuel to succeed. I'm going to move away from the past failure. I'm going to move away from the future failure, and I'm going to prepare myself better than ever before and use that as my fuel to succeed no matter what. So I will take all of the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial pain that I've gone through before, and I'm going to use it to lift me up instead of keeping me back and holding me hostage. That is the fear side of it. The limiting beliefs is based on, for the most part, what we learned in childhood. We developed these beliefs, which are nothing more than neural networks that were reinforced either because of our parents, our teachers, our grandparents, our friends, what we watched on TV, the books that we read. And once we have these beliefs in the brain, when we look at the brain from a neuroscience perspective, it's nothing more than a pattern that's been reinforced. Well, can I use what we know about neuroscience to deactivate this pattern that's holding me hostage? The answer is yes. And if a belief is nothing more than a neural pattern, what do I need to believe in order to achieve success? Well, I need to believe I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, I'm worthy enough. I believe that I can develop the knowledge and skills, or I can get the help. Well, let's start on that and let's use that as my fuel for success. So whether it's self-esteem or self-worth or beliefs or fears, it's nothing more than neural networks in our brain that have been reinforced. So let's learn how to deactivate those, and let's learn how to turn the fear or the limiting belief or the self-image into the reasons why we must succeed. And if you are like me, you know you have more potential. So let's use any of the stuff that is really not true, and let's create some new empowering sets of beliefs and mindset and a frame that we can use as our fuel for success.
John, of course, everybody probably knows you from the amazing movie The Secret. What they may not know is Beyond the Secret is just coming out. Tell us about it.
It is a really wonderful couple. Don and Melinda Boyer asked me and Dennis Waitley and Joe Vitale and Bob Proctor, some of the people that were in the movie The Secret, if we want to be part of another movie called Beyond the Secret. And the premise in Beyond the Secret is this. In the movie The Secret, which I think was brilliant, there was a couple of fundamental flaws in what people took away from the movie. And a lot of the theme of the movie was, you know, think, believe, and you'll achieve. If people look at the word attraction, the last six letters is action. People forget about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know about you, but there's not too many people that I know of that success has magically appeared. Not too many people, you know, win the lottery. Not too many people win a car. Not too many people win a home. Not too many people are gifted a business. And so the rest of us have got to work. We've got to take action, and the right action in the right order at the right time. So Beyond the Secret is really taking people into the, okay, yes, you need to think. Yes, you need to believe. Yes, you need to focus on the success. But the other part is, well, how are you going to do it? What are you going to do to be healthier, to be happier, to be at the right place at the right time, to run into that person who may be able to help you that you may be able to help? What are you actually doing to add value in the marketplace for an exchange of that money that you want? If you want to win the lottery, yeah, go buy a ticket. But don't bank your retirement on winning the lottery. That is just not realistic. And you know, in the universe that we live in and on planet Earth, I fully believe that you can integrate it. I call it the SEMP model, S-E-M-P of success. And the SEMP model is aligning the spiritual intelligence that is within you and all around you and the universe that you are in with emotions, with mindset, with physical behavior. When you align spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical, then it just so happens that you are more in harmony and resonance with everything that you want. And when you do those four things, then chances are that you will meet success that you have dreamed about your whole life.
Great stuff. In fact, I would submit maybe you have already won the lottery because you have a brain.
You got
John Astroff, thank you so much for your time and opening your beautiful home to us. We'll tell you when we come back how you can get a hold of John's books and learn more about what he does at that NeuroGym. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
The Real Estate Guys radio program, I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
All aboard! Registration is now open for the Real Estate Guys 18th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. Imagine spending an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals. Returning this year are sales legend Tom Hopkins, authors of Prosper, Chris Martinson, and Adam Taggart, and the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin. Also back is the editor of the Gold Newsletter, Brian London, real estate developer Beth Clifford, CPA Tom Wheelwright, and Jim Rohn's 18-year business partner, Kyle Wilson. And joining us live and in person for his 8th Investor Summit, Peter Schiff. Plus, returning for a 7th time, the best-selling personal finance author in history, Robert Kiyosaki. It all begins June 11th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to book your cabin now. This transformational week is like no conference you've ever attended. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit at Sea and make your plans to spend a week with the Real Estate Guys, Peter Schiff, Robert Kiyosaki, and an all-star faculty on the 18th Annual Investors Summit at Sea. Forbes rated Memphis the best cash flow market in the nation. And our good friend Terry Kerr at Mid-South Homebuyers has been the premier turnkey rental property provider in Memphis for over 13 years. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Terry has renovated over 750 houses. Real Estate Guys listeners have snapped up hundreds. Discover what these satisfied investors already know. Mid-South's properties are completely renovated with a one-year warranty and a lifelong rental guarantee. They're affordable, well-managed, and easy to own. Perfect for beginning investors and veterans alike. Get in on the action. Contact Terry and his team via email at midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, this is Phil Collin of Def Leppard and Delta Deep, and I'm with the Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Hey, if you've ever wanted to do bigger deals using other people's money, come on out to the Secrets of Successful Syndication. It happens this month, so you got to get signed up right away and join the over 200 people that are already signed up to come. You're going to love this event, and you're going to love the other attendees. All the details are available on our website at realestateguysradio.com under events. Oh my gosh, what a powerhouse, John Assaraf.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you just got done talking about the Secrets of Successful Syndication, and I talked before the interview with John about how it's just strange how you see people come into an environment and get the same level of training, kind of start at the beginning, and then very different trajectories. You know, Dave Zook is kind of our star pupil. He's a guy, now, I heard you say the other day, he's up, at this point, up to $165 million he's raised.
And counting, knocking on the door of 170.
Unbelievable, right? This is big.
Well, it has been 6 years though, Russ.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's, you know, it's just amazing. But I remember talking him off the ledge on an Inner Circle call when he was about to quit and he hadn't even raised his first million yet.
Yep.
And now here he is at nearly 170 million. But he was smart enough to put himself in an environment where he had mentors. He was smart enough to avail himself of help. And then the thing that's great about Dave is he took action. You know, one thing, kind of throwing back to my early training in sales, when I went out in sales and was just scared to death, and I was really struggling, and a guy came up to me and said, hey, have you ever heard of this guy? And he handed me a stack of tapes from Tom Hopkins. Well, I'd never heard of Tom Hopkins. I didn't know anything about personal development. I had no idea that sales was a skill and you could be trained. I thought it was just this innate talent or personality type that you have, and clearly I didn't have it. And I was struggling, but you know, I had a wife, I had a new baby, I had a lot, I was trying to figure out how to make it in the world. So I started listening, and Tom taught me attitudes about failure, about fear, you know, picking up the phone and being curious instead of being apprehensive, and little mindset adjustments. And yes, he taught me some technique, but you know, Robert, you've seen me train at how to win funds and influence people. I do use some of Tom's technique, but what really changed my life was his mindset. And one of the things that he says when he coaches young real estate agents is that as much as you want to go sell those $5 million homes, you can only sell up to the level of your self-image. He said, if your self-image is, you know, $400,000 homes, and that's the demographic, and those are the neighborhoods you feel comfortable in, don't stretch to be in a million-dollar neighborhood. Get some success at the $400,000. And he was very aware of how you saw yourself, what you thought you were worthy of, And he knew that if you tried to do too much too fast, you would actually inhibit yourself from taking effective action. But you could grow into it if you would start with where you were, maybe a little bit of a stretch, like you teach it at the Create Your Future event. Your goals should be a stretch, but realistic. And I think that's such great advice.
Boy, it is. You know, when John was talking about looking at his different real estate agents and trying to figure out the difference between the one that made $25,000 and the one that made $1 million, I was thinking exactly what you just talked about, which is in our syndication program, the one thing we kind of train on, real estate syndication, and watching how some people go, yeah, good seminar. And 2 years later, they haven't raised a dime or even invested with anybody. And somebody else goes on and raises $5, $20, $100 million. And it is these distinctions and really getting your mind around your brain, if you will, figuring out the neural patterns and how you continue to reinforce those. I love how John talks about taking that failure and using that as the fuel. And those are some of the things Tom talked about. Jim Rohn talked about that. A lot of people who you take this negative energy, you will, when you fail, when something goes bad, instead of just forgetting about it and dwelling or moping about it, no, you use that failure as the fuel to propel you forward. If you're not digging it, if you're not doing it, then figure it out. And it's powerful when you can take what could be a negative and turn that into your driving force. That becomes the why.
Well, you know, one of the things that John said, and I think it's great, is that your subconscious mind does not understand the negative. And so if you say, I don't want something, it's like if I said to you right now, don't think about the Eiffel Tower. Whatever you do, of any image you could have in your mind at all, do not think about the Eiffel Tower. Don't even conceive what it looks like, where it is, anything you've ever heard, how it's spelled, nothing, right? Of course, everybody's got this image in their mind right now of everything they ever knew about the Eiffel Tower, even though I put a negative in front of it, because your mind doesn't understand the negative.
That's right.
And so when you talk to yourself the wrong way, you end up programming your brain. And so one of the things that I love about what John was explaining was kind of the manual concept, the understanding that you are the owner, if you will, of this amazing gift of your mind. It's extremely powerful and capable of all kinds of things, just like a computer, just like a musical instrument. You know, I play saxophone. I'm not very good. There are people who are great. You play guitar, right? You're very, very good. I know other people that play guitar, not so much. Well, part of it is how much time and effort you put into practicing. And I know part of that is the way I talk to myself, and I'll be candid. I'll admit this is a weakness of mine. I pick the sax up, I make a mistake, and I'm like, oh, I'm not very good, right? Now, I know better. And I've learned to purge myself of that in business where the stakes are higher, but it's like, it's not really worth putting the practice in because I'll never be any good anyway, right? I mean, those are little things and you really, really have to watch it. So it's worth taking the time, not just to listen to the personal development cliches, you know, what you think comes about. I mean, when he challenged you on that, it wasn't really a challenge. It was more like, yeah, Robert, that's half the story.
Right.
Because the other half of the story is, yes, what you think about comes about, but it only affects what comes about if you act on what you're thinking. And if you don't deal with the thing inhibiting your action, that's the key. You know, in our program, back in the day when we did the investor development program, we were training mom and pop real estate investors. And today in working with the syndication students, you know, one of the things that we see is that people come in and they get hung up on the how-to. And we have some people like, when are you going to get into like the nuts and bolts? You know, there's not enough content here. Because the first thing we do is we talk about their mission, their vision, and their values. And we have some people, it takes them a year, sometimes 2 years to figure that out because they don't know who they are.
Right.
And they don't really know what they want. And the reason that's so important in syndication, for those of you that are planning on raising other people's money out there, it's because when you take stewardship of someone else's money and you're going to go promise to do a job, if you haven't thought about really who you need to be to do that job well, when the going gets tough, you're not going to follow through. And now you're going to let those people down. And that's, you know, an ethical and a moral problem. And it could be a legal problem. So it's really, really important on the front end. Same is true. I mean, if you're going to put your family money at risk, if you're going to go sign the dotted line on mortgages, especially personal guarantees on commercial loans or whatever, even if you're not using anybody's money but your own, you're still obligating yourself to a task. And if you haven't figured out who you are and what you really want, and why, and what you're willing to do and not willing to do and why, no matter what you're building, because you want to be free, it will end up owning you and you'll be obligated to a whole bunch of things you never really wanted to do. So yeah, how to is very important. But this stuff we're talking about, I would argue, is probably 10 times more important and a lot harder to figure out. And it's worth the work, though, because when you talk to people who have achieved, like John has, at a very, very high level, a guy like Robert Kiyosaki, a guy like Kenny McElroy, a guy like Tommy Hopkins, and so many of the successful people, a guy like Dave Zook, and some of the other folks that we have coming and speaking at the Secrets of Successful Syndication, these people that are achieving at a high level deal with their mindset. And they work on it and they pay attention to it and they monitor their self-talk. And it's not a trivial little thing.
You know, what I love about John is he explains it in a way that's easy to follow and makes sense. He's got a bunch of video content out there. I wish we could have spent more time with him. If you'd like to hear more from John Assaraf, our good friend Kyle Wilson, who actually made the introduction and made it possible for us to spend time with John, spent even more time on his Success Habits podcast, which is awesome with John Assaraf. It's over an hour. And I would strongly suggest if you like what you're from John, go find the Success Habits podcast from Kyle Wilson and listen through that. But we just want to run through, I think, some things that are practical ideas where you can turn some of these thoughts into real action. So the first thing is you have to plant the right seeds in the amazing fertile soil that is your brain. Already you're consuming podcasts. You're probably reading books. You're probably going to seminars and learning. You got to do that. You can't fake your way through real estate investing. You've got to understand technical parts of real estate, as well as legal and tax and all of that. And, you know, Brian Tracy says if you want to earn more, you have to learn more. So for sure, use your big brain to learn. But you also have to rub your brain against other brains. That's what Abraham Lincoln used to say. Get around the right people. And I think this is a big part of the message, is you can't just do it with your headphones on. You got to go talk to folks.
Well, and this is really important for this particular day and age, because so many of us consume content and feel very connected to people virtually. And that's good. It'd be like trying to have a romance over the telephone only. People do it, but it's not quite the same thing as being in the same room. There's chemistry. There's things that happen. Even in your working environment, there's those water cooler conversations, those unscripted things, observations that you make when you see people when they don't even know you're watching them. You overhear them talking to somebody else. Someone asks a question you wouldn't even have thought of to ask, but the answer is fascinating. These are all the types of things that happen at live events. It's why we go to conferences. It's why we promote conferences. It's why we make such a big deal for investors to come on the Investor Summit at Sea. It's why we continue to do the Secrets of Successful Syndication as a live event. It's hard work to do a live event, but that's where all the great chemistry, that's where all the great ideas come from, and the relationships are built. And at the end of the day, this is real estate investing and syndication, a relationship business, as most businesses are. And so you have to spend time to do that. It's very, very important.
You know, the best deals I've ever had as a real estate investor were deals that I was either the only one shown the deal or one of a very, very few people shown the deal because of a relationship. It's a relationship business. It's not scouring the MLS and looking for flyers business. It's a business of relationships. And you got to put yourself in a position to win. Part of empowering your brain is also to make sure not only you know who you are, but you show up as the person that you're meant to be. So as you're meeting people, you're meeting the right people. And you're figuring out, is there a way to work together? Is there something we can glean from each other? Is there a yin to your yang? I mean, you've got to get out there, and it is a team sport.
Yeah, one of the hardest things in this life, and this is something that Kenny McElroy said early, the first piece of advice he gives to anybody who wants to change their life, he says, change who you hang around with.
Yep.
Because whoever you are right now, if you're not satisfied and you're asking the question, how can I change my life for the better? It tells me that the people you're spending the most time with aren't the right people, or they'd be pulling you up. And I know we've had to change our tribes many times, and it's not to disparage the people. It's that old saying, you know, make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver, the other gold, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with keeping those old relationships, but people do grow and they grow in different directions. And if you're an ambitious person, and I'm guessing you are, if you've listened this far to this particular show, then, you know, you're going to have to realize some people are not going to be as ambitious as you are, and they're going to get left behind. You're not a bad person for wanting to move on, and you only get one life. And I can say this because, you know, I've reached a station in life. I just lost my wife after 41 years. And so I'm reinventing myself for the first time in a very long time, you know, kind of a major overhaul. you know, there was a lot of tweaking going on over the last 40 years, but I was all revolving around this one person that was the center of my universe, and her hopes and dreams factored into everything that I was doing. And a big part of my life was providing for her and empowering her future and trying to secure her future. Well, now I don't have any of that. Now it's just me. And I do have, to your point earlier, Robert, a lot of emotional energy, some of it negative. So I had to be very proactive, and I've shared this on previous shows, so I won't go into detail. But one thing that John talked about that I thought was brilliant, and you're here saying, Robert, that we need to talk about some practical tips. I think the practical tip for visualization is something that I'm doing, and it's working for me. So I'll share it for whatever it's worth. What I did is I sat down after my wife died, and I spent several days really just thinking about who I am, the new me without her, and what my future looks like without her, and who I want to be. And I decided I wasn't going to default in that by whichever way the wind blew. I was going to make a decision. I was going to imagineer the new Russell Gray. Who am I going to be? What kind of a man am I going to be? What are my values going to be? What are my habits going to be? How are people going to think about me? And so I created a vision, a personal vision, and I wrote it all down. I get up every morning, as you know, very early. I do my journaling so I can just process my thoughts because I got a lot of stuff going on in my head right now. And I read that document every single day, 7 days a week. I am visualizing the man I am working on becoming. And so it gives me direction every day I make decisions. So again, if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, you know, I really want to change my life. I want to make millions and millions and millions of dollars in real estate so I can have this or do this or help these people or take care of my family or whatever your compelling why is. And they're all great compelling whys. The way you're going to get there is by getting a new self-image for who you are and who you need to become and what life is going to look like when you act out on who you are, because that's how you're going to build it. And this visualization technique that I just shared is something I've done in the past. I mean, I didn't invent that this time. I've used it in the past, but I'm doubling down on it right now because just of the intensity of what I'm going through and how easy it is to wallow, because you see people that go through these types of things in life. So, you know, everybody faces loss. I'm not the only person. I'm not unique. It's not like, woe is me. I'm the only guy that's ever lost a spouse or whatever, a child, or, you know, I haven't lost a child, but gone broke in business. I mean, I've suffered loss. Lots of people suffer loss. The difference is how you choose to respond to the inevitable losses in life. And, you know, John talked about the importance of looking at that and not staying stuck in the past and wallowing in the past and coulda, woulda, shooting yourself to death, but really thinking about what can I take forward? What do I need to let go of? And how do I use this to shape a new picture of the new and improved me? Because now I'm battle hardened. I mean, if you think about soldiers going off into battle, do you want the guy that's never been in battle to be your captain and lead you into battle? Or do you want somebody that's been through a few battles? Maybe he's got a few scars, but he knows what's going on and he knows where the mines are buried. That's the guy I want. So wear your war wounds with pride, but use them to make better decisions going forward and become a better you.
I love the idea of building a real vision for yourself. You know, Create Your Future, we talk about a vision board and coming up with the images that you see yourself as. John Assaraf has a complete book on vision boarding, as well as many other books. If you're interested in John's work, best way to find out what he does is to go to johnassaraf.com. A little hard to spell, John, Assaraf.com. You'll find his great work there. Big thanks to John for opening his home to us and his great mind and for helping us understand our amazing brains. And thanks to Kyle Wilson for introducing us to John and our good friend Ruben Salazar for teeing us up. Hey, next week we've got another amazing show for you. Until then, go out and make some equity happen.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and I'm very excited that I'll be joining the Real Estate Guys for their Investor Real Estate Summit at Sea. Join me, join my friends, join the Real Estate Guys Investor Summit at Sea, and I'll see you out there. Thank you very much.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4.
or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.